we could address the whole question. I'm not willing just to address marginal lands and say, look, that's the whole thing. I want the whole gambit reviewed on the problems we've run into, and that means I want to look at the Hansel report, his recommendations, what have you. Now, I've done my best to take the Katie Murphy's review. I've done my best to read over all the minutes and what's happening in the House. And so I will be offering amendments, and I'll try to have them in their final form that addresses this whole question, including some approach to handling what we might, a little different view than they're approaching in this 237 to marginal lands. But so far in 237, we've gotten probably every golfer in the whole country mad at us, with the exception of one. And, you know, and then on top of it, we've got people concerned over the fact that, which is just ridiculous, that they couldn't even read their Bible to children in their home, which is not the case under either of these bills. I'm not even suggesting that. But what we are concerned with is how are we going to send a message that we understood that people felt concerned for LCDC and we're going to reform it and just attack the marginal land. I must tell you, I just don't agree with the thrust of it, and I'm going to take an entirely different approach and talk about reform and bring it in as amendment form so we address both, because that question I think has got to get here sooner or later, and from what I've seen over that committee over there, it may be a lot later. So that's going to be the approach that I take in one form, and I'll be willing to, constructively work where I can. But I must tell you that short of that, before I intend to see this bill go down as such, or even in its amended form, I intend to produce a minority report speaking to that issue. So I just served notice now, and I told John you were gone Friday, but that's where I'm coming from, okay?
Okay, and I certainly don't take exception to that. The work plan that I've got mapped out here is going to be, when we're dealing with the questions of the Hansel report, the questions of appeals and all, we're going to do that through the vehicle of the governor's introduced bill. And so we are going to work through 237, and, you will have an opportunity to address those as a minority report, or if you want to, we can.
I understand. I didn't want to mislead you. I will put out a set of amendments that address the whole gambit, and if you ask me, if people want to comment on those versus this approach, that'd be fine too, because I appreciate the fact people are concerned on how we use these marginal lands, but I just tell you that in many of the areas of the state, you weren't here Friday, but they brought in a good example. They had a land use map. Lane County had a record in zoning, and agricultural lands are in there really, but they have the best technology possible, which is interesting. They've spent a lot of money on technology. They'd actually mapped out their marginal lands, had done it computer-wise, which was, I thought, kind of really interesting. But I don't think that the way the approach here, you can deal it with a broad paintbrush. I think you have to deal with these marginal lands on some direct equity approach, and that's just my own view, and I must tell you my views on agricultural lands. I don't think they ought to have farm tax deferral if they aren't EFU zone, and I don't believe we ought to have any subdivisions in EFU zone. So those are the kind of things I feel, but I'm not approaching it the same way, nor am I changing the uses on EFU at this point. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments on the? Okay. As I understand it, the House was supposed to finish up their work sessions today. I believe in the plan to send the bill down and get all the amendments drafted up, and then they're going to be taking action on that. And so I think we should have that fairly soon in some form. Anyway, we'll be starting on Monday. We have hearings. We'll have three sessions to vote all next week to this, and we'll certainly consider any amendments to it at that time. We are getting the bill engrossed, and that is in the hopper, so that you should be able to have an engrossed version of the bill so that you can look at it. And I know, I don't know who all is out there in the audience. I know that there has been a lot of controversy already over the ag report and the golf course portions and the zoning of churches and all. I do think that there's a lot of room for churches and all these points, and I hope people would try to approach the process with a constructive attitude to see if we can look at some of the differences.
Let me ask you,
Mr. Robert.
Do I understand then that when this week or next week you'll have hearings and discussion on SB 237?
Yes.
And those will be those hearings will be in the light of trying to determine some questions, kind of principles, with the idea of when the House bill comes over, those mics, those comment, those things might be incorporated into the House bill.
We're going to try to keep it two separate bills. The understanding I reached with the House was they're going to deal, they're going to, at least the starting issues on the House side are the ones of the lengthy appeals process and LUBA and the general things that can process questions that came out of the Hansel report. And the vehicle for that, as I understand it, is the governor's bill. So they're not dealing with EFU land and farmland on the House side. And so we're using this as a separate vehicle to deal with questions concerning EFU and farmland.
Okay. So that the two bills, as you see it, will be mutually exclusive.
Yes.
The opposite of that. They will complement each other.
Yes.
Okay.
But nothing precludes us from looking at the whole.
That's true.
And
that's true.
I think.
In effect, we'll have the two bills that cover the whole range of questions, and we'll really decide what goes into one bill and what goes into the other, and as a result, what the total recommendation
is. Or we have a combination of one bill. You could have a potential.
That's possible. Yeah. But the chairman has suggested that he has said to the House in his opinion that we try to have two separate bills.
That's been the working understanding at this point.
The chairman is a good diplomat and a fine person, and I admire him a great deal. But I guess I got to tell you, from what I've seen so far, I don't have a hell of a lot of faith we're going to get a total product. That's what I'm
That's why we're going to have an opportunity to look at the product they send over.
Certainly one of the advantages, if the subject matter we're considering has not been considered in the other House, the only way to have it really considered and weighed in the other House would be by a separate bill, because the alternative would be to have it decided in a conference committee, which might not be the way to handle a major question such as
that. I guess the only difference between what you're saying and I'm saying is that, first of all, I don't think this approach in 237, my own opinion, is the correct way to go. I've got to be honest, number one. Number two, I believe that there are several other issues that are not being addressed in the House that should be addressed, of which I'm going to bring amendments in. If we're going to look at this issue of land use on marginal lands, I think we ought to look at the whole thing. That's my only point.
Well, I guess my suggestion is that if we have issues that deal with farmland and EFU, we deal with them in 237 and amend that bill. If we have issues that deal with the appeals process and things along that line, we deal with them in the other bill.
I understand. I just disagree with you. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's fine. I have no problem with that either.
I know you don't.
Any other business coming for the floor?